Blog.
On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid. 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me to my right, but a mere few hundred miles away, a man who has more talent than the Pope has hats, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, internet peoples all over the world, and welcome. And hey, Matt.
Yes.
I'm trying something new this week.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What?
I have the TV turned off.
This is a breakthrough.
Yes. I have the TV turned off, and I have my pen here, but it's not a clicky pen.
Oh,
it's
very nice.
It's an old-fashioned, basic, everyday Bic. So, just trying a couple of new things. I'm a little self-conscious about these other things now.
I didn't mean to put you on edge.
So, I thought I'd try it that way. Maybe cut down the distract. Wait a minute. What's on Twitter? No, anyway, you know, cut down the distractions. I did have to leave Twitter up in case I get tweeted by someone because
true. Yeah.
You know, if I get tweeted by someone, I have to answer.
Mm-hmm. I have felt bad since 12 a.m. Saturday morning. And if people don't know what we're talking about, they could check all that out, a little exchange between the J-Man and I that was published Saturday morning on iwsradio.blogspot.com.
Absolutely. And if you go there today, you'll also see that we have our Babe of the Week there.
Yes.
It's Adrian Curry, who is a reality TV star, queen of Twitter, and well-known atheist.
Yes. And actually there's two people there on the website today. It's Adrian and her ass.
Yeah, she brought her ass with her.
She did.
And we got people wandering into the chat room here today.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Nice crowd. A little disheveled, some of them looking, but
yeah.
Nice crowd.
A couple of them look like they might have had a rough night, but
yes.
That we got Miss Dana Lou in there and Dr. Mike Zavella, who you can catch right here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/fammedrocks. He and Warrior Cat were on last night, and it was spectacular.
And we also have Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. And we have Scott Bull, and of course we have the lovely Joe, who guest posted on iwsradio.blogspot.com this week.
She sure as hell did.
With much fanfare, I might add.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you what, that post is still getting a lot of hits.
Yes, it is.
Put the link to that post up on Reddit, and got a lot of hits on it. It's gotten voted up on Reddit, got voted up onto the front page of the art board.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew they even had an art board?
So anyone else out there, if you'd like to become an international sensation like Joe, you know, you can always guest post on I'm With Stupid.
Hell yeah. Hit us up.
Yep.
We'll promote the hell out of it all day long.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
So how's things down in God's country on this wonderful Sabbath?
Well, it's pretty nice. It's a little windy, a little cool, but otherwise not a bad day at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. Kind of spitting snow up here, but it's a pretty snow. It's just kind of wafting in the wind and not really sticking to anything.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, so we were the show was threatened by the possibility of snow.
Yes.
If you'd gotten a decent amount of snow, Billy the Kid would have had to go do his snow removal duties, and you would have had to done beer mine duties.
I would have had to work the mine today, but God was shining down upon us.
Exactly. What happened was Jesus came down and pointed at Mother Nature and said, "Not this time, bitch."
That's right. He said, "Get that shit out of here."
That's right. He'd had enough of her crap. So, all right.
So, any shout-outs there, Jay?
Well, I think we've already done them. We just did the shout-outs to the chat room and to Joe and her wonderful post.
Yes.
And, of course, we're going to have a few more shout-outs are coming up here in just a second with Marty Martstein.
Yeah,
and I need to send a shout-out to Jeanette, who just tweeted me, and I'm not really sure what we're talking about, but anyway, how you doing, huh, babe? So there we go.
So anyway, folks, we're glad to be back on Sunday mornings, and because we were so happy, we had kind of a celebration, didn't we, Jay?
Oh yeah, well, it was a huge day here outside of the I'm with the IWS Media World Headquarters, which is of course an old church, which is appropriate for us to move into.
No more. Yes.
That's where we'll be until we can get the mobile man cave set up, which Joe had a great idea when I was talking about the. Getting a mobile home and so that I could have a man cave, because it usually has a fairly good-sized great room there, and put a pool table and stuff. She said you can, you know, hook it up and move it around.
Right.
And host the I'm With Stupid show from it. And I thought, it's brilliant. We could set up in a parking lot next to a taco truck and do the show, you know, on location.
It would be our version of the Bold Fresh Tour.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe the parking lot of a Hooters.
Yeah.
You know, other quality places like that. But, yeah, we have a big crowd out front.
And we got our man working the crowd, too.
And we do. Marty Martstein is out there on the red carpet. And why don't we just check in with Marty?
That'd be great.
All right. Hey, guys. Marty Martstein here on the red carpet. Out front of the IWS Media World Headquarters. And I tell you what, it's a who's who of social media out here. I just saw Deuce sneak in the side door because, well, you know, she doesn't like to mingle with the regular folks. She went straight up to her private booth. But we've got lots of great people all lined up here. And first and foremost, we have a real live doctor. Dr. Mike Sevilla from the FAMED Rocks podcast. Great to see you, Doc. What do you think, buddy?
My name is Mike Sevilla, the bad boy of family medicine. I encourage you to check out the website at familymedicinerocks.com. Shout out to all 8,343 people following me on Twitter. I don't know why.
Well, we'll see if we can figure that out for you sometime, too. But we're going to move on because right behind Doc, it's a vision of loveliness. J-Man's BFF, Warrior Cat. Cat, I know you wanted to give the guys a quick shout-out before heading inside.
Los Gachos! I love yous, too.
Okay, bye, mwah.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to watch Cat walk for a minute as she heads in. Wow. Anyway, next up, it's Dour Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Mike thinks that Jay and Matt
man, are on a roll tonight.
They're on the roll every night, Mike. And you know who else is always on? That's Little Miss Sunshine. Yeah, it's Jeanette. So excited to see you. Jeanette, I got to ask you. You know, J-Man once told me what your first reaction was to I'm With Stupid. But could you just go ahead and share it with the whole world here? You're absolutely right. You made your point. Outstanding. Thanks, babe. Oh, looky here. She doesn't like big gatherings, but she showed up for this one. It's none other than Dana Lou.
You feel entitled to have a platform on the internet. I don't know. You know, if you're going to put it out there, then put it out there. If you're not going to put it out there, then don't be on social media.
Well, Dana's in lecture mode, so we'll move on. Oh, and last in line, but first in your heart, is the lovely and talented Ms. Knight. Knight, I understand there was a little pre-show party that started last night and might not have ended until right before showtime. Anything you want to share with us?
All right, guys. I'm tired. Yeah, I got nothing to say. I'm totally spent.
My jealousy knows no bounds, guys. Well, you know what? That's it from the red carpet out front. This is Marty Martstein. Out.
That was fantastic. I didn't know we had that many fans. I mean, I knew we were popular.
Man.
Whew.
It's almost scary how big our audience really can be.
And just those few interviews, man, that makes up a who's who of social media.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Dana Lou says it's a little creepy hearing her voice. Yeah, I'm just going to let that go. And we want to welcome Musings of Mike, who has strolled into the chat room like he owns the place.
I was a little concerned about Dour Mike's comment, because when I first heard it, I thought he said it sounded like Jay and Matt Man are on the dole again.
No.
So that was a little hurtful when I initially heard that.
Yeah. And I think it sounded like Dour Mike had been into the wine a little before he hit the red carpet this morning.
But it also sounded like he's got quite the gathering too.
Yeah, it is. And you know, Joe just made a great point. We have an excessive number of mics that listen to this show.
Yes, there are.
I don't understand how we got all the mics.
Well,
but
we are mic friendly. So.
We are. So, okay, I guess we can get into the show now.
Yeah, we're going to talk about religion, specifically organized religion. I did a little research this morning, Jay. I did a little research by not attending a church.
Keeping your perfect record intact of having not attended church in
that's right
25 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Well, actually, that's not altogether true. I will step foot into a church for a wedding or a funeral, but other than that, and granted, you can't always tell the difference between the two.
they're both pretty sad occasions, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Boy,
and being Irish, they both have an open bar.
Exactly.
And let's see. Wait, this got tweeted. See, that's why I had to keep it open. Jeanette wants to know if we can send out a tweet to Kev Jumba and the friendly llama, the friendly llama on the show. Sure, we'll do that.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kev Jumba and the friendly llama. Friendly llama in South Africa, part of our vast and diverse worldwide audience.
Mm-hmm. Although friendly llama, that sounds more like a Hindu thing. I don't know why. It just strikes me that way.
It could be. So anyway, no church for Matt Mann this morning.
No, God, no. I had enough growing up. Oh, my God. And I went beyond, too, because, you know, I was an altar boy, too.
Yes.
And that was always embarrassing.
Well, I'm sure it was, you know, coming out of a linen closet with one of the, with the priest. with that funny look on your face.
Well, Jay, I'll tell you what. At least I lasted 15 minutes before I coughed. Thank you. And having to wear that dress. Back then, I wore a dress. That's what it was. They called it a cassock. It was a dress.
Yeah, well, you know, but that's what the priests are all cross-dressers, too, so.
Well, yeah, nowadays, though, they wear robes. I figured they'd easier access. You know, those damn cassocks, those things are too hard to get off. And the funny thing is, let me tell you this was great. I always dreaded being on the list that I had to go serve, and serve mean, you know, do your altar boy thing at the church. I hated it
because
one of your duties was you had to light the candles. And some of these candles on the altar are like 15 feet high. So you have this long pole with a wick on it that's lit, trying to light these candles. And here I am, a 12-year-old boy, up on an altar of a Catholic church going, God damn it, why won't this one light? Shit! You know, it's just not right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, you know, when I was a kid in the Methodist church, I never got invited to be one of the little kids lighting the candles or being an usher or just anything important at all. That's probably why I gave up.
That's sad.
I felt like I was left out. It was just a big popularity contest. You know, the kids of all the rich families got to do that stuff.
Yeah, of course. Well, God likes them better. That is sad.
Well, yeah. Well, church was a sad experience anyway.
And they still are.
Yeah, that's why I don't go. It's just, I mean, it's every week to sit there and it's just judging people and, you know, mm-hmm. scolding us and, you know, basically he's just, you know, the preacher's up there just ranting away against stuff that I was probably doing the night before.
Exactly.
And I don't need that kind of pressure.
No, no. And plus you got a preacher there with his one hand on your soul and the other hand on your wallet.
Yeah, oh yeah. Absolutely.
And that's the main reason why I have some people are homeschooled. The Matt Mann is home churched. It costs me nothing.
Oh yeah. Well, most people should be home churched because
they should.
That, you know, they should be more about staying home and actually following Jesus' teachings or, you know, whichever religion they want to follow. That's fine.
Right.
And rather than going and sitting in a great big huge building that cost $3 million to build and all sit there and, you know, gather around and judge everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so
mm-hmm.
superior feeling that they all have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm more Christian than you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
right.
In this day of reality TV, going to church is kind of like an episode of Survivor. That's what it all comes down to. People form alliances and their little cliques.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. And, I, you know, the way I look at it, if I couldn't handle going to a Methodist church, then there's no reason to bother with anybody else.
If you can't handle a Methodist church, man.
Yeah, because really all you do, you just show up, you read, response, you sing, you stop singing, you turn around, you shake hands with the person next to you and say, God be with you. Then you sing again, you read and response again, and you're out in an hour.
Uh-huh.
You start at 10:30, you're done at 11:30, you're at Western Sizzling at 11:35, you beat the Baptist there.
That's right.
At the food bar. You know what I mean? If that's too much for you, then. But in fact, that is one of the benefits of church. If you go to a church where they have a lot of picnics.
That's always good. Yeah.
Yeah, because the fried chicken, the potato salad, coleslaw.
Right. Yeah.
And let's see, what we got here. Dana, I donated to the church of Mike yesterday. Or he donated to me. Oh, hey, Dana.
Really. We don't need that kind of sassy talking.
Really, on a Sunday morning.
That's disgusting.
Absolutely.
However, if she wants to give details, she could call in. As
the
anyone
phone lines
else
are
can,
open.
At 661-244-9852. And Jay, this week, the IWS hotline at 661-244-9852 is sponsored by Velveeta, America's tastiest processed cheese-type food. Remember, folks, you can't spell Velveeta without velvet.
Exactly. It's the smoothest melting, heavily processed cheese-ish
yes.
substance.
And speaking of Baptists, the one good thing about Baptists, if you want to join a church, do it in the summer because they have a tendency to rent out rickety buses and take everyone to the ball game.
They do, and I'll tell you what else the Baptists like to do is they like to take all the kids out to the creek or to the Buffalo River, but. You can't wear a bathing suit because you might get ideas about each other if you do that. So everybody is swimming in the river in their jeans and T-shirts, which is in no way sexual when you emerge from the water.
Well, that's good, especially if you're a Baptist in Virginia, because you get those ideas, you're going to end up getting an unwanted vaginal probe.
Yeah, you get one in Texas too.
Yes. And I had to laugh today because another one of friends of God, Cardinal Dolan, the new Cardinal of New York, he said something funny. I thought it was when you think about what's going on in Virginia right now. He said Obama's dictate about contraceptives was an unwanted intrusion.
Oh, man. And we want to send a shout out to Curious Chris.
Yeah,
and Brother
I just saw that.
Dalrymple, who snuck in and sat at the back pew. Glad you guys can make it. Can we get you guys anything? Maybe a little snack? I don't know. Maybe a watch?
A little hair of the dog? So did you go to Sunday school or anything, Jay?
Not very often. Now, when I was a little kid, we did go over and we'd stay with my grandmother's for a couple of weeks and we'd go to Bible school.
Yeah.
And, we really weren't consistent church-going folk.
Mm-hmm.
But especially as I got older, we went less and less. And my mother is even less of a fan of going to church and organized religion. In fact, she insisted if she's going to go, that she insists on going to the 8:30 a.m. service. And I'm pretty sure that that's only because she knows that I don't want to get up at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday. I think she was kind of scheming on that one a little bit. And I think God will make her pay for that sometime.
Well, you tell your mother I love her, and I wish she had raised me. because I had to go to church every Sunday. And I, on Mondays, if you didn't go to a Catholic school and your parents were devout Catholics, they sent you to this thing called CCD. Oh, God, every Monday, 4 to 5. You got your indoctrination. I mean education.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was thinking that the D probably stands for detention or something like that.
Yes. Oh, and they would show the old film strips. Remember the ones that were in that little machine that it would show a picture, a monotone voice would speak, and then it would go beep, and then you turn the film strip.
No, I don't remember that. That's been before my time.
Well, it couldn't have been too much. Jesus was on a donkey. Beep. The Romans killed him. Beep.
Yeah. Well, wait, with the Romans? I thought it was the Jews. You're going to have to talk to Mel Gibson about this.
Yeah, well, no, you don't mention the Jews.
No, you just don't even
mention
them.
Not in America, you don't.
So, we did go over to Yellville on occasion and go to church.
That still cracks me up.
Yeah, Yellville. My grandmother, big church goer, until she got much older, and then she just watched it on TV, which she decided that went, counted.
I think it does.
Oh, totally.
That's what I do. I watch all the big ones. Rod Parsley, Joyce Meyer.
Yeah.
God, I love those.
Of course
books.
You do. Yeah, I can tell how much you love Joyce Meyer, your sweet, thoughtful, loving tweets that you send her away.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, Joyce Meyer, her ministry followed me for about 27 minutes 6 months ago.
Yeah, of course, I used to live there in San Antonio where you could go and see Dr. John Hagee.
Oh,
of course, you had
God.
To pay. You had to pay to go to his church. 2,000 people in there.
Well, redemption is not free, Jay.
No, what? No, and it should never be. You know.
No, it shouldn't. Oh, John Hagee, what a puke.
But, you know, we should have to, well, again, we want to mention that the phone lines are open, folks, at 661-244-9852.
You got about 3 minutes to get into the live, or the after show. Oh, actually 2 minutes, because, you know, BTR time is different than real time.
Yes,
so give us a call on the Velveeta hotline.
Call in and claim your Velveeta.
That's right.
We should do that. We send a box of Velveeta to everybody who calls in somewhere.
If Velveeta would actually like to sponsor us, we could do that.
Oh,
that's
hell
good
yeah.
Stuff right there. Nothing makes a better grilled cheese sandwich than Velveeta.
Oh, and nothing makes better nachos than Velveeta and a can of Rotel.
There you go. We're stumping for everyone, and what are we getting for it?
Heartache.
There you go. So you got 90 seconds to call in and go right ahead, J-Man.
No, I was just going to say that, in fairness, there are a lot of people who do enjoy going to church and they get a lot out of it.
And that's fine.
That is great. They, you know, there are churches out there that are actually just kind of a little community where, you know,
mm-hmm.
people get together and they actually do care about one another and they do take care of one another. I haven't been lucky enough to find one.
They are few and far between.
My church, you know, they, like I said, they're in the Methodist church where they do the part where everybody stands up and you turn around and shake hands. Used to hug people, but they were afraid too many people were hugging other people of the same sex. So they changed it to shaking hands. And, you know, and you're supposed to say, God be with you or welcome or something like that. But usually it was, you know, grab the hand and, do I know you? Have I seen you here before? Who the hell are you?
And there was always that one person who would always grab a hand and go, man, you are hot.
Uh-huh. Well, see, that was one of the good things about church was, you know, women in the tight skirts and heels.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Showing mm-hmm. off all of God's made wares.
Mm-hmm. And the men wearing their suits. Everybody looking good. All the dysfunctional families sitting there pretending to be normal. Hey, we have a caller.
314, you're with Stupid.
I made it.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, guys.
Are you calling from church?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the back pew right now.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, I'm gonna boot Scott Bull next time he's in the chat room.
Now that's not a very Christian thing to do, Jay.
The only reason I didn't is because we're having church service. Next week we'll be doing something different. His ass is gone.
He was sort of occupied. I called in to find out what you guys were talking about.
So anyway,
it was hard keeping up with him.
Yeah,
have we flipped over?
What's that?
Yeah,
oh,
we're
yeah.
in. The, yeah, we're well.
Yeah, Mike,
into
no
the
one
after
can hear you,
now.
So let it all out.
Unless they check later. Scott's still in there.
Of course he is. So growing up, did you have to go to church, Mike?
Only till about 8.
Oh, really?
My mother was
eight
a...
8 at night, he meant.
Oh, my mother was a Reformed Catholic. If you get her talking about the nuns in Catholic grade school, she just about spit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They drilled it into her big time.
Yeah.
You may
they
have
drilled
wanted,
it in using a ruler across the knuckles.
Yeah. You may have wanted to choose a different phraseology right there.
Hey, she was a girl.
Well, oh, God. Yeah, that's
he was safe.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, I've got a little list of, I made it last night. I made up a little list of the different kinds of religious people.
Great.
Hey.
Yeah, I got like the true believers, you
mm-hmm.
know, these the people that are just 100% sure that they're right, and they will not listen to any discussion about possibly not being right. So these are usually like Church of Christ, Simply God, Muslims. You know, you got your subset of true believers are the born againers. They're 100% sure they're right, and they won't shut up about it.
Yes.
Well, especially at first, you know, it's all new to them, and they just want to share. That's all it is.
Sharing.
Yeah, and you got your middle of the road believers. They believe, but don't make a big deal about it. Methodists, Lutherans, and then of course you have people that are your just in case Christians. Yeah. They're the ones who, you know, they're Christians just because they'd hate for it to be real and then be wrong. That's
right.
All, you know. Usually these people like to refer to themselves as spiritual but not religious.
Mm-hmm.
Those people drive me crazy.
Well, I consider myself that.
Of course you did.
Well, I just proved you, your point.
You got your kooky Christians, you know, your Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, and other cults. And your agnostics, your fence sitters, who won't deny that there could be a God. They're just not really sure. And they do it this way. They leave that door open in case things go really bad for them and they can just hop into church, you know. And,
I never denied and then, you.
Yeah, exactly. It never works out for them because they don't realize that, you know, just showing up one day and praying only for yourself and for good things for yourself It just really isn't the way it works.
I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have your atheists, who are the exact opposite of your true believers. Only way more fucking annoying. But they are much smarter than you, because they tell you that all the time.
That's because they're logical.
Right. And then I didn't know where to put the Scientologists, and then I just decided to leave them out because those people are crazy. And I don't want the head of a kitten in my mailbox or something, you know.
Well, here's a perfect church joke.
Oh, lay it on us, Mike.
The Eskimo said, "If I did not know about God and sin, would I go to hell?" Priest: "No, not if you did not know." The Eskimo said, "Then why did you tell me?" And I don't know. Do you guys read?
I used to.
There's a book called The God Gene that talks about a genetic variant of the gene VMAT2. That the more VMAT2 is expressed in your body, the more religious you're likely to be.
No.
I got a low dosage of that.
It's a decent book. It doesn't try and convert anybody or anything, just a little facts.
Apparently. I got a low dosage of that and a big dosage of testosterone, baby. You know, we did have one pretty cool preacher at the Methodist Church. He looked like Abraham Lincoln. He was like spores, real thin, had a beard. But one week he and his wife were just up and moved to another church for some reason.
Huh.
I don't really know what the deal was, but the backup auxiliary preacher, I think they call them lay ministers in the Methodist Church, was in there and said that, you know, it was God needed Brother Abraham. I can't remember his name. At another location, and oh, by the way, we really, really, really need some new donations. But he really wouldn't go into details of what was going on.
Did the details
for the lawsuit for all
the what?
Did the details ever surface?
No, but I don't know. Some people seem to have an idea of what was going on. Of course, I used to sit around thinking about starting my own religion. Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't, right? Why not?
I've always
my own
done
church.
That.
And, of course, when I was a kid, I always thought that, yeah, I'm going to start a church. It's going to be a clothing optional church. But that was until I became an adult and I realized that the people who would be naked are the ones I wouldn't want to be naked. It would be very difficult to be standing up there getting ready to deliver the sermon and look up and see a naked Newt Gingrich sitting in the front row.
That wouldn't be good.
No, it would never be like, you know, night, somebody like that, would it?
No, no. But you would, if that happened, you would know the idea of original sin when you looked at those people. Of course, you know, Jay, if Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden, if that all took place in Australia when all this stuff began, it would be known as Aboriginal sin.
Hey-o.
You didn't like that, Mike? I thought I might get a chuckle out of you for once.
For once.
Have you got another one?
No, that's it. Although I do, Jay, it's time.
Oh, here we go. Tea break with Schmoop. Oh, yeah.
It's got a lead-in now.
We've had a lead-in, Mike. Where you been?
We've had one for a while. You just finally showed up at the show sober.
I mean,
Matt and I didn't, but at least you did.
Well, I didn't show up sober either, so. Which I never do, so.
I was going to include Schmoop on the red carpet with Marty Martstein, but nobody would believe that she'd go out to an event with that many people.
Exactly. I don't like her.
And we wanted it to be realistic.
So
Jim, how are we doing, Schmoop?
I'm doing fine. You are a Reformed Methodist, as am I.
Excellent.
And I believe they call those candle people in the Methodist Church acolytes.
Oh, I didn't really bother with the terminology.
But you had to do it, right?
Yeah. No, I just sat there when I went. I'd sit there and, God, it would have been great. You know, that was the days before cell phones and
exactly
iPads and stuff. I could probably do it now, you know, just sit there with an iPhone or something, you know, tweeting away, you know.
Exactly.
Dude in the robe is just like going crazy about moral shit.
Morals. They're so overrated.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on, guys.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus, I'm back.
Hallelujah.
You know what I found funny about the Catholic Church? You know when the priest consecrates the wine and the vanilla wafers? That's called the transubstantiation. And, you know, that always sounded dirty to me.
Well, everything sounds dirty to you, but
correct.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you want to go transubstantiate?
Backseat of dad's car? All right. You know, today, this morning, all through America and the world and the Mormon Church, they are warning their congregations against the practice of baptizing dead people into the Mormon Church. They're telling them to stop doing it,
mm-hmm.
at least until after the election. because just a couple of weeks ago, a Mormon church in North Carolina baptized George Carlin. And so I guess the people in Salt Lake said, that's it. We're done. Gone too far now.
Baptismal water turned steam immediately.
I was going to say, sorry we had such a short segment there with Schmoop, but she's used to men working very quickly and moving on.
That's true.
Well, the Schmoopster is not in a good mood because now that I'm off on Sundays, it impugns.
You're in the way.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't you find something to do? Go hang out at the library or something?
Or the Y.
Go to church. Or go to the Y. Y-M-C-A.
Have a little steam.
Her routine is being messed with.
Yes.
Yeah. Go hang out with other friend little-aged men at the Y.
I could always go to the beer mine and play Russian roulette with Billy the Kid.
Well, we got about 40 seconds left here. So.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, big doings on this Wednesday show, because whether you like it or not, Jay, it's your birthday.
Uh-oh.
It's the day after Super Tuesday also.
Mm-hmm. But I think your birthday takes precedence. You're not getting out of this.
So.
I know you want to, but...
We may not have a show Wednesday. We'll see how things work out.
You're going to have phone problems that day, aren't you?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Our dialing problems, let's see. What number was that?
Yeah.
One.
All right. That's it. We're
all
done.
Right.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.